Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. Let's talk about this game with Jackson Fuller from the Southwest Times Record covering the Arkansas Razorbacks. Before we get into the game, I feel like with what's happened at Penn State and LSU and Florida, the Arkansas coaching vacancy has kind of just gone under the radar at this point. Where is that search in your mind? Is Petrino going to end up being the guy, or do they look outside?
I think there was some momentum building for him, especially after like the first two games that he played. The team definitely looked like it was playing better. Close losses on the road to Tennessee and then at home to Texas A&M, who looks like one of the best teams in the country. The Auburn loss really took some wind out of the sails, I think. And I think that's not only the case like within the program and the athletic department, but also within the fan base. I think there was a good portion of the fans that they remember Bobby from, you know, that 2008, 2012 run and how good the times were, and thought maybe he had this magic wand that could kind of fix the program in a way that other coaches haven't. But the lost Auburn, I mean, it was just right there in front of them, and it was the offense's fault, which hasn't been the case all season, really. I still think there's a chance Bobby gets the full-time job. They got four games left, and really, like, they're winnable games. Like, Texas is struggling, LSU is struggling, you know, Mississippi State and Arkansas both kind of at the bottom of the standings. I think he's got to win at least two of them, but I definitely think – if you had to ask me right now, I think it'll be from outside the program just based on, you know, how his time here as interim coach has gone. You just haven't seen enough changes from when Sam Pittman was the coach.
So that kind of begs the question then that this Arkansas team, they struggled all season long. Last week was a game that it felt like a gut punch. They had the lead. It looked like they were going to get that win, and then they don't. Mentally, has this team checked out, in your opinion? Is this a game where Mississippi State could come in, get an early lead, and knock them out? Or are they still fighting hard and trying to get that first SEC win?
Man, you kind of nailed – I wrote like my prediction paragraph yesterday, and that was the thing I said. If this team has checked out and let go of the rope, this is a loss. And if they haven't, I do expect them to win this game at home. And we'll see. Throughout, so far, they have not. They absolutely have not. They've battled for Petrino. They've battled for quarterback Talen Green, who I think has been such a good leader for this team, you know. And it's really, like, it's tough to kind of watch this guy who's been a pretty darn good quarterback over his past 2 years, and he's fought through injuries. He's been very tough with playing behind a terrible offensive line last year. And, you know, for him to be 2-6, and it's not really, like, a lot of these losses haven't been his fault. It's been tough. And he's been the leader that's kind of kept the locker room together. So for now, I'm going to say no, they have not checked out. But that, like you said, that Auburn loss was a gut punch. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they came out and the Mississippi State game was the first time they got checked out. The crowd, I don't anticipate a good crowd, you know, just based off how the games have gone. I mean, yeah. We'll see. Maybe the fans surprise me. Maybe the team surprises me. I think the start is going to be crucial. They have to get off to a good start. If they fall behind early, I could see it unraveling.
Talen Green, you mentioned him. What an underrated player in this conference, in my opinion. Great passer. He's rushed for over 600 yards, and that's with taking 100-plus yards in sack yardage to the negative there. Is it just as simple as if you slow him down, you'll beat Arkansas?
If you do, you will win. If you do slow him down, you will beat Arkansas. But there are other ways to beat Arkansas, as we've seen this year, because he's had some amazing games where they still lost. I mean, the Texas A&M game comes to mind where, you know, he goes out with an injury in the second quarter, I think. He misses one play. He goes in the tent. We're all like, oh, no, season's over. And he comes back in with, like, a knee sleeve and has arguably the best game of his entire career at Arkansas in terms of, you know, no turnovers, throwing the ball, running the ball, making clutch plays. And they still lose because the defense just could not get a stop. So, yeah, I guess it is simple if you take him away, but there's other avenues to beat Arkansas. And Mississippi State, I think, has the chance to do some of those things like explosive plays, control the run game when they're on offense, and just kind of the RPO, the Blake Chapin kind of. I know he doesn't throw the ball like down the field all the time, but taking chunks of yardage against this Arkansas defense, a way to tire them out because they don't really trust the depth. That's another way too. So it's, I think it's going to be a high scoring game.
Yeah, Vegas agrees with you on that one. I'm thinking back to our conversation during the summer. I don't remember us talking about Mike Washington Jr. in the kind of glowing praise that apparently we should have been giving him. This guy's the third leading rusher in the conference. He averages almost 7 yards a carry. Was this expected coming into the season, or has he just come off the radar to be one of the best running backs in the SEC?
In the spring there were some signs of it, but it was still just a little too early to tell. He was so new to the program. You had a guy, Braylon Russell, who in-state kid, had a decent freshman season, was coming back for his sophomore year. I mean, he had his best game of his freshman season on the road at Mississippi State last year. So it was just a little too early
A
to
lot of
tell, probably.
Arkansas Razorbacks had their best game in
That's
that
true. That's
game.
very true.
Yeah.
It was just a little too early to tell when I think when we spoke in the summer, but literally once the team got back from fall, we started talking to everybody. I mean, no one could stop raving about his work in the summer, like just the freakish athletic things he was doing in the weight room, the commitment to putting in that work. And then you kind of just it was like standing out, like, oh, he's ahead of Braylon Russell. And so once the fall got here, it was like if this offensive line is as good as maybe we anticipate, then yes, it was kind of a we knew Mike was going to have a big year, especially because when you have a running quarterback next year as a running back, that opens up holes. And I think Washington's been a beneficiary of that. He's been tremendous, and it's just a little bit of everything: fast, strong, sees holes well. It's kind of a shame for Arkansas. You're only going to have him for 1 year as a senior transfer.
So we talked to Jeff Lebby on Monday and were asked about, since Sam Pittman had departed, does Arkansas look different on film? He said offensively, no, they look the same. Defensively, they're completely different. They may be completely different in terms of the scheme. The results have not been completely different. This is not a very good defense. I feel like I'm being generous when I say that. Defensively, where is the biggest weakness in this Arkansas team?
The front seven, they are not getting any pass rush whatsoever, and they have a guy, Quincy Rhodes, who I think CBS Sports just did a mock draft, come out on Tuesday or Monday, and they had Quincy Rhodes as a first round pick. He's a defensive end, but that's it in terms of a guy that can get after passer. Teams are double teaming him, putting all their focus on him and not worried about anyone else. And the lack of depth on the defensive line, they're forcing to play linebackers as like edge rushers and outside linebackers. Their two senior linebackers just haven't quite lived up to the expectations coming into the season, missed tackles too much. And, the secondary has been not great. I mean, it has, when you're giving up this many points, you're not great. But I don't think it's been terrible. They're just having to cover too long, or they're having to design blitzes that are leaving guys one-on-one down the field. And it's just the up front, the front seven have just been probably the worst, front seven in the entire SEC. And they've also been hurt. I mean, last week against Auburn, their best defensive tackle was out with an injury. He's Cam Ball. He's supposed to return this week, but it's just a thin, not impressive group along the line of scrimmage, and other offensive lines have just taken advantage, whether that's running the football or giving their quarterbacks all the time in the world.
You mentioned Rhodes. Arkansas has 14 sacks on the season. He has half of them with seven. Really good player, but you're right. He's kind of a one-man army out there. One thing we always do here when we're on our Friday podcast, we pick an offensive playmaker, a defensive playmaker, and then what we call an X factor. Maybe a guy who statistically doesn't have the biggest game, but could make a big play in this game and change the tide of it. Who would be Arkansas's X factor? Can I nominate a guy? I've never done this before, but you don't see a tight end averaging 34 yards per catch very often. Can we nominate Rohan Jones, or should we go another way?
No, that's fine. I mean, that might have been my pick for the offensive player to watch. He is just so darn explosive, and like he makes difficult catches. It's not like he's just wide open. He's last week he was getting dragged down by an Auburn defender and still had the concentration to haul in an over the shoulder catch. It was like a 40-yard gain, I believe. They use him in a variety of ways too. He'll line up at fullback, and like that will confuse defenses of, okay, we know he's a receiving tight end that maybe a safety should be on here, but he's at fullback, so the linebacker has to cover him and loses track of him. I think you're right. I mean, he's definitely a guy that if he's going to have a big game, like that's a good sign for the Arkansas offense. When he's been held quiet a couple times, you know, that's maybe when the offense has struggled. But it's interesting. They don't really go like he has such big yards per catch, but they don't target him too much. He's more of like, we're going to lull you to sleep with all of our other weapons and Talen running the football, and then we're going to hit this fullback slash tight end leaking out for a big gain. But tremendous player.
Something's got to give on Saturday. Somebody is getting their first SEC win when this one is all over. We'll see more about that when kickoff occurs. Jackson Fuller, as always, appreciate your time, man.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.